Coming up, the Bucks and the Knicks keep pace in the East, and somehow the Dallas Mavericks win a basketball game. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. Local experts join us to go over the biggest stories on the hardwood and recap all of the action for you from last night in the NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. There is not a lot going right in Dallas right now with the Mavericks, but they did get themselves a win over a short-staffed Indiana team last night. Locked On Pacers goes over that losing effort. I think Locked On Mavs is telling us there's a chance.
Pacers get crushed by the Mavs at home, 127-104. I'm Tony East, the host of Locked On Pacers, here to tell you about a game that didn't really matter for the Pacers, quite frankly. They did not have their three top scorers for the first time all season. Tyrese Haliburton, Miles Turner, and Buddy Hield all out for this game. Hield's first missed game all season. Turner and Haliburton have been nursing injuries for a while. Pacers season on the brink of ending in terms of playoff hopes anyway. So sitting guys out, injury managing makes sense for them at this stage. They did that in this game. Their starting lineup was all players 24 years old and younger, and they started off okay. And the rest of their game, they could not score enough to keep up with Dallas, who had everybody. Luka Doncic did not end up getting suspended. He had a technical rescinded. He had 25 points. Kyrie Irving was great to start this game. Jaden Hardy had 20 points. Pacers just couldn't stop these guys. They were young. They were not connected, and they couldn't get it done. They'll have to grow as a unit as the season progresses. We'll have more on the Locked On Pacers podcast.
That's the sound of a pulse. The Dallas Mavericks live. Nick Angster from the Locked On Mavericks podcast here. The Dallas Mavericks start showing signs of life against a very underhanded, undermanned Pacers team. But Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving come out in this game and show some life, show some self-respect, show that, all right, maybe we're not done with this season. Maybe it's not completely over yet. We still got some fight left in us, I guess. They were locked in defensively, played some good defense, won the three-point battle, which is what they needed to win pretty much any game. And you got some great ball movement, great contributions from Jaden Hardy. Jaden Hardy off the bench. We've talked about Hardy a lot this season, and now he's coming into his own. 20 points off the bench, 4 assists, and he caught an incredible, incredible pass from Luka Doncic in the corner. The highlights are everywhere. Hardy hit the 3. Great to see the rookie get involved.
The Bucks remain at the top of the East. They look to put some space between themselves and Boston in the last couple games of the season. A win over the Pistons helped them do just that. Locked On Pistons and Locked On Bucks give us a breakdown of the matchup.
It took until the fourth quarter, but Milwaukee pick up a really important win on the road in Detroit to improve to 54-21 on the season. My name's Kane Pittman. I'm the host of the Locked On Bucks podcast. If anything, this was another point and hat tip towards the Bucks depth that they have on this roster. No Giannis or no Drew Holiday in the lineup tonight, but they still had 4 players reach 20-plus points on the night. Javon Carter was huge. Hit 6 threes and just a couple of massive shots when the Pistons just would not go away in the fourth quarter. And then ultimately, the Bucks closer, Chris Middleton, took over. They have taken it very, very slow with Chris Middleton on his return from a knee injury and wrist injury that he had in the offseason. And it looks like it is slowly starting to pay dividends. He had 34 points. That's a season high tonight. You can add in 8 rebounds and 5 assists there in 33 minutes. So the minute total was in a nice spot. The efficiency continues to come along, and Chris Middleton closed out games as we've seen him do many times over the years. Check out the Locked On Bucks podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The Knicks have got themselves back to winning after a tough stretch these last few games. Locked On Knicks tells us how New York got back on track in Houston on Monday.
The New York Knicks end their 3-game losing streak in emphatic fashion, a 137-115 victory over the Houston Rockets. I'm Gavin Shaw, the Locked On Knicks podcast. Emmanuel quickly drops a career-high 40 points along with 9 assists. He was cooking from the get-go, had 16 points midway through the second quarter, was bombing threes, and when the Rockets finally got the memo and started to close out on him, he made a bunch of tough runners using the glass really well and just generally tortured a young Houston team and showed why he's probably going to win 6th man of the year this season, even if it was as a starter. Julius Randle was also cooking early and often in a make good game for him. And I was really impressed with RJ Barrett consistently making the right play over and over and over again. Isaiah Hartenstein dropped some backdoor dimes. This was nearly a perfect performance from the Knicks in the second half after a rough first half.
The Clippers and Timberwolves get needed wins in the West. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Now is a good time for you to download that app because the Final Four is just around the corner. New customers get that no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. So you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's super safe and secure and super easy for you to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores to threes that are drained. FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. So don't miss that chance to get your no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000 in bonus bets back when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Welcome back. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you again for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. The Clippers are trying to get themselves into one of those top four spots in the West, and a win over Chicago certainly helped that cause yesterday. Locked On Clippers checks in with a much-needed win.
The LA Clippers were in desperate need of a win with only 7 games remaining in the regular season and 3 at home. They faced the Chicago Bulls coming off one of their worst losses of the season. I'm talking about the Clippers there, not the Bulls, against the New Orleans Pelicans on Saturday night. Nicholas Batum started in place of Marcus Morris Sr., who was listed out with an illness, and boy, did it make a difference. Nicholas Batum went 8-for-10 from deep. In addition to guarding DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine so much in the game, it made such a big difference for the Clippers. And Russell Westbrook also had one of his best games as a Clipper in every respect: rebounding the ball, passing the ball, pushing in transition, attacking the basket, drawing 2 defenders, playing good defense, getting steals. And Busy Bones Highland linked up really well with Russell Westbrook throughout the game. 10 points and 8 assists for the man traded from Denver out of VCU. It was a great game for the Clippers. They win it 124-112. More on Locked On Clippers.
Minnesota is trying to steer clear of that play-in game in the West if they can. They're in the 6th spot right now after taking down the Kings on the road last night. Locked On Timberwolves is in with all the details.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are winners of 4 consecutive games after hanging on to beat the Sacramento Kings on the road Monday night, on the second night of a back-to-back. I'm Ben Beacon, host of the Locked On Wolves podcast. The big headline in this one is the Jaden McDaniels bounce-back game after scoring a single point and committing 5 fouls in just 10 minutes against Golden State on Sunday. McDaniels led the Wolves in scoring with 20 points in this game. He scored a bunch in the first quarter, got the Wolves off to a good start. Karl-Anthony Towns sat out the second night of a back-to-back to rest the calf that kept him out 52 games earlier the season. And so it was up to McDaniels early in this game. Kyle Anderson rejoined the starting lineup, had 15 points, 11 assists. Naz Reid, 18 off the bench. A clean offensive game for Minnesota. 33 assists as a team, only 6 turnovers. Sacramento, by the way, only 17 assists. A lot more iso ball coming from their side of things. The Wolves shot the ball well from the floor, too. The only major issue is free throw shooting. We'll talk about that on the show. Make sure to subscribe to Locked On Wolves for all things Timberwolves.
Phoenix took care of business in Utah on Monday. Locked On Jazz goes over the specifics of that Utah loss.
The Utah Jazz battled the Phoenix Suns for 3 quarters. In fact, took the lead in the 3rd quarter, trailed by just 3 heading to the 4th. But then the shorthanded Jazz didn't have enough to handle the Phoenix Suns in the 4th. The Jazz falling 117-103. The Jazz are playing a lot of zone defense, and it seemed to cause the Suns to fall out of their regular sorts, jacking up 24 threes in the first half. But they moved those threes from threes to rim shots in the second half. Despite only shooting 20 shots at the rim, they got most of those in the second half of this game. For the Utah Jazz, Walker Kessler has another monster line. 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 block shots in this game. And the thing about it is, Walker Kessler on the floor for 30 minutes in this game, and the Jazz were plus 7. Which means in the 18 minutes he was off the floor, the Jazz were minus 21. For more, go to Locked On Jazz.
That's a wrap for this edition of Locked On Game to Game NBA. Make sure that you are subscribed to Locked On NBA and your favorite team's Locked On podcast, especially with the playoffs right around the corner. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.